1. Many people attend food protection classes because A. They are required by their employer to become knowledgeable in the prevention of foodborne illness. B. They are required by the local board of health. C. They have nothing better to do on their day off. D. Both A and B. The correct answer is D. Both A and B. Many people attend food protection classes because A. They are required by their employer to become knowledgeable in the prevention of foodborne illness, and B. They are required by the local board of health. 2. Consequences of a foodborne illness could include A. Customers becoming violently ill and possibly dying. B. Lawsuits. C. Loss of business and harm to the establishment's reputation. D. All of the above. The answer is D. All of the above. Consequences of a foodborne illness could include customers becoming violently ill and possibly dying, lawsuits, loss of business, and harm to the establishment's reputation. 3. The government agency responsible for writing the food code is A. USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, B. FDA, Food and Drug Administration, C. CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, D. FSIS, Food Safety and Inspectional Services. The correct answer is B. The government agency responsible for writing the food code is the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. 4. One of the primary roles of the PIC, the person in charge, is to A. Ensure compliance with code requirements and other food safety regulations. B. Handle all customer complaints. C. Sign employee paychecks. D. Hire all new employees. The correct answer is A. One of the primary roles of the PIC, the person in charge, is to ensure compliance with code requirements and other food safety regulations. 5. All of the following are examples of demonstration of knowledge except A. Understanding the relationship between time temperature control of potentially hazardous foods, also known as time temperature control for safety foods, and foodborne illness. B. Being able to state required temperatures for holding, cooling, and reheating of potentially hazardous foods, time temperature control for safety foods. C. Being fluent in at least one other language than English. D. Being able to describe correct procedures for cleaning and sanitizing. The correct answer is C. All of the following are examples of demonstration of knowledge except C. Being fluent in at least one other language than English. 6. If an establishment does not have a designated PIC, person in charge, it could result in A. A foodborne illness outbreak, B. High food costs, C. A citation or violation from the health department, D. Both A and C. The correct answer is D. If an establishment does not have a designated PIC, person in charge, it could result in a foodborne illness outbreak and a citation or violation from the health department.